Welcome back to Los Hermanitos. I'm here with Emery, and I am Adam, and we have a special guest today.
Mr. C.
Mr. C.
That's a nice sound effect.
All right, Mr. C, how are you feeling?
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yep.
How's the new semester for you?
It's going well.
Is it going well?
Yeah, most of my students have been taking WIDA, so my classes have been kind of empty.
Are your classes really that boring?
Are they really that boring? What do you mean?
Are they boring or are they talkative?
I think it's still kind of early. They're still getting to know each other.
No. So
it's kind of quiet. I would like them to be a little more talkative.
Because I know last semester, because everybody kind of knew each other already.
Yeah. We knew each other like freshman year, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a lot of the same people, so I don't know. They don't know each other or what, but.
They're probably just all split up.
They're all split up.
Yeah. Because like you don't have any of us in the same class. You don't have Emery or Leo in the same?
I have Leo right after.
Everybody's all split up.
So. Yeah. And then, because I know Michelle, Caitlin, and Saul have it. But even though they know each other, it's kind of, the whole class is just boring. Because.
They don't talk.
Yeah.
Because I remember going in there, it was just so quiet. Because all the people were just, I don't know, their vibes were just so, like.
They're doing their work.
Yeah.
They actually do work.
Yes, they're actually doing work. Yeah. That's good.
Unlike others.
Okay, I did my work.
There's nobody dressing like a woman, passing out cookies,
asking what food they want.
Oh yeah, I was just being nice.
Laying down on
the
ground.
I just had to feed, you know.
What are you trying to say? No one laying down on the ground.
Yep.
Come on.
This man would always be laying down on the ground.
I know. I'd be tired.
Is it that comfortable?
Yes, it's comfortable.
It
was my favorite spot to be in. I would have a backpack as a pillow and then just lay down.
And then you have brownies in a backpack.
Yeah.
No, in the bag.
But I'm kind of glad I kind of left because you know, I was just gaining more weight. I've lost some weight after already.
You look great, Adam.
But, nah, because I think I've gained at least like 30 pounds just from working at Pizza Hut.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
The amount of pizza, brownies I've been eating. At some point, I just kind of stopped. I mean, I'll bring them and then eat some, but.
Not as a lot.
Yeah, I mean, since I already left, I mean, I've been doing better.
Where do you work now?
I don't work now. I'm awake till I'm 16, which is like 2 months away. Right now, I'm just going to like kind of focus on myself like.
For a bit.
Yeah, like.
School and you.
Yeah, I need to school, help around my house, relax, do homework and like work out and all that. Since I actually have time now.
Yeah, that's good.
Because before I was stressing and. For like a month, I couldn't do any work, like schoolwork, because I was just stressing. Because I would go home, nap for a little bit, so I'm not too tired. Go to work, get off at 10, and I just go straight to sleep.
Yeah, working is good, but you have all your life to work too.
Yeah, no.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
I just needed the money.
I know, bro. Bread, but you could wait for a bit.
You got money for what?
Because I was kind of poor before.
Pizzas.
You were desperate for pizza.
Not really. I didn't even eat pizza until like a month later.
Why are you lying, bro?
I'm not lying.
Why are you lying?
I didn't even know you could get free pizza. True. Well, it's not really free. It's just you get like little small personal pans. But yeah.
So, Camarilla, how long have you been teaching for?
This is my fourth year.
Your fourth year?
Yep.
Oh, you're like 20-something, huh?
28. Yeah, and I've been at Warren the whole time, so. In the same classroom.
You've been at Warren the whole time?
Yep.
I thought you worked like at Stony Brook or Raymond Park.
I thought you were about to say you've been working for like 10 years.
No. 10 years ago, I graduated from high school.
Oh. Wait, so how long were you like in college for?
I was in college for 6 years because I changed a couple times what I wanted to do.
Oh, like you changed like plans?
Yeah, originally I wanted to be a chef.
A chef?
Yeah.
Why don't you be a chef?
Yeah.
Chef's cool. Like you just...
Teacher's cool.
Okay, like chef is cool. Like imagine you're like a pro and you're like cutting and then you're like throwing and stuff.
Yeah, I really do love cooking still, but the hours of being a chef are not good. Like think about when you want to go out to eat with your family. Same time I want to go out to eat with my family. But I would have to be working. Chef is a hard job.
Like if you're a chef, you can make food for your family. Like, they would go to your restaurant, and they watch you just make the food.
I know, but I'm working still.
Oh, yeah, because he's a chef.
Yeah, like, I can't sit down and say, how was your day? I have to be like, okay, I got to get back to work.
Oh.
Also, having your own restaurant is really difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it that people don't realize.
They just see you buying the restaurant and putting things in. That's way more than that.
No. Because, I don't know, I remember at some point I wanted to be a chef, but I wasn't good at cooking.
Well, if you want to do it, you should do it. Just for me.
It didn't work out.
It didn't work for having a family.
Oh.
Yeah, personally.
Just being a rat with you.
Also, you know, as a teacher, I'm off all summer. I have Christmas break. So whenever my kids are off, I'm off. So that's good. Versus a chef, I'm working all night.
Constantly.
Saturday, Sunday, Friday night.
I guess it is kind of like not the greatest job.
It is good for some people, just not for me.
Well, I mean, like even if you were a chef, you could have like still had like days off and then go eat somewhere.
But the thing is, like the main chef, like you got to be there. It's your responsibility to check what's up with the
Also, like restaurant. Running a restaurant is very stressful. You have to know how to do, like, get the right permits, taxes. It's very stressful.
Yeah.
Then no rat infestations.
No, yeah, no. Honestly, though, nothing. You have to make sure everything is okay.
Yeah.
Because when I'm done with school, I still haven't, like, we were talking about this with Gio, what we wanted to do after high school. I'm still not sure, like, what I want to do. Like, what I wanted to do was, like, be into the medical field, like, if I was, like, a doctor or something.
Yeah.
Because if I do want to do it, because I'm still, like, thinking, next year for junior year, I might take health science and then just continue off of that.
That's the best way to decide is to try to, like, you can't work as a doctor, but work in the field or go spend the day with a doctor and see what the day is actually like.
Yeah.
And see, okay, would this be right for my life? Would I enjoy to do this? I worked as a chef for a little while.
Oh, so you were actually a chef?
Yeah.
Oh, you actually were a chef?
I was cooking and everything, yeah, in a restaurant.
What did you cook? Like, the main thing you always cooked?
I did Mexican food.
I mean, like, tacos and burritos and...
Oh, like...
Carne asadas and...
Yeah, but for me, it was mostly vegetarian because they didn't have...
Of course.
I forgot about this.
They didn't... But really, though, they had no options at their restaurant, so they wanted me to come in and help them create some options for vegetarians. So I did.
So you did all the vegetarian meals.
Right.
Oh.
I forgot you did But vegetarian. I swear I did. I thought you were going to say he ate everything good. I was like.
No.
Wait. You like being a vegetarian?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't. I don't know. Meat's too good if you like seasoning well.
He hasn't tried it yet. That's why.
I stopped eating meat when I was 13.
Okay.
Why? Because I don't believe in killing animals.
You're not killing the animal, though.
Somebody is.
I mean...
They're bred to die.
Even if you...
I mean, think about it. They're just destined to die eventually. Doesn't matter how it comes.
Yeah, but like...
Some of them are like have like messed up lives. Like, they... like they're
not some.
What do you mean?
All.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, all of them have messed up lives. They're born to be killed.
Maybe not in farms. Farms actually... Well, it's better than just having them die off like... somewhere and then not really doing much with them.
But like if you didn't eat them, they would be like your like a dog. Like dogs don't just like die off.
Yeah.
Well, because dogs are like kind of, I don't know.
Smarter?
I mean, dogs are like.
Better.
Pigs are smarter than dogs.
No,
not. I don't know.
I don't believe that.
Look that up.
Are they.
Do we have a podcast producer that can look that up?
Wait, so.
Pigs are smarter than dogs.
Wait, so dogs. Because, I don't know, dogs are more like, I think they're like, for me, at least I think they're smarter because they could, you teach it, like, I know you could teach almost any animal a trick, but I feel like dogs, they kind of like get it quicker.
They listen more.
Yeah. Then,
better.
How do you know that? Have you been around a lot of pigs?
I mean, not pigs.
No, pigs just lay down, bro.
Yeah, they're just right there.
I swear, over there.
It's because their skin, they can get sunburned, so they lay in the mud.
Right.
I told
well, that's like,
yeah, he's right.
That's like
studies have found they're smarter than dogs and even the 3-year-old children.
Did you hear that?
Pigs are gentle creatures with surprising intelligence.
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
it's just about our social conditioning. You know, we've grown up to believe that a dog is different from a pig, but really, what is the difference?
I mean,
4 feet, same thing.
Yeah, I mean,
it's the same thing.
It's kind of at the point where, like, if you eat a dog, it's kind of weird.
Oh, it's not.
What do you mean it's not
in China?
Well,
I'm just saying, bro. Like, at this point, anything can be food.
Yeah, but, like, yeah. We're at the point where, like, it's weird.
Not even, bro. Food is past weird, bro.
But, pigs are good.
Huh?
Pigs, they're good.
Bro, what? You eat pig? That's fast food. Would you ever try bacon if we paid you to do it?
No.
You wouldn't?
I literally could not do it.
You wouldn't do it?
No. It's almost like a religious belief or something. You know, something that I would never break. It's like part of my...
Well, it does say, like, if you're going to kill an animal, at least don't waste it. Like,
So I'm not going to kill an animal.
It's because, I mean, I don't either, but, like, I mean, it's not really going to make a difference if I stop. That's how I think about it. It's like...
Okay, well, I'm not trying to convince you to become vegetarian. But it does make a difference. If you think about, like, now, look at every fast food restaurant you go to, they have an option for a vegetarian. Before, there was no option. At all. So today, you can go and you can get something everywhere because there's more people. And the more people there are, the less meat that they're going to produce. The less meat that they produce, less animals die. So it does make a difference.
Like, as like one person in the whole world, I don't think it could really make a difference.
But like, the people add up. It has to start with someone. One person turned to two. That's why we have...
That's why it doubles like every time.
That's why you can go to any restaurant and get something now. Used to be when I was in high school, there was nothing anywhere. But now I can go to Burger King, White Castle, everywhere.
I've never ate at White Castle.
It's pretty good. They're just expensive, though.
It's kind of, it's good, but it's kind of not good. It smells really bad.
What?
White Castle.
Does it?
Like, it's very fragrant.
Like, I've never been to White Castle, but just yesterday, my mom ordered, like, one of the big old, like, boxes of, like, maybe, like, 30 small burgers.
Yeah.
But I don't really like them because I don't like the onions and pickles on them. Ugh, I'd take them. It made my stomach hurt the other day.
Do you know how, like, when you go to Subway and then, like, you smell somebody that has been eating Subway, there's a smell?
Yeah.
That's White Castle. Oh.
But the Subway's pretty fire.
What is?
Subway.
Subway?
Subway's fire. Subway. You don't eat Subway? No. You can't eat that?
I can. I don't want to.
Oh.
Do you eat bread? Well, I don't know what vegetarian... You say you don't drink milk either, huh?
No.
Why? Yeah, why can't you drink milk?
Wait, tell me, like, what do they do to cows? I don't know exactly what they do to cows.
Okay, really, you want me to say?
I know they die, but I don't exactly know what they do.
So, like, to produce milk, they have to, a cow has to have a baby. You know, the same way with a woman, like people.
Like, in order to produce milk, right?
Yeah, in order to produce milk. Yeah. So what they do is they like, forcibly make the woman become pregnant. Mm-hmm. And then once the baby is born, they take the baby away and then take the milk for humans.
That's...
And then once there's no more milk, they kill the cow.
It has become food.
Yeah. Well, not normally food, because a cow that has had been producing milk, the meat is not.
Oh.
No, so they just, like, dump it?
And if the baby that's born is a male, normally will be killed, and then the female will be the same cycle.
Oh.
So even though taking milk from a cow is not killing the cow, the system... Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
But it's okay. Drink milk. I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to persuade you. You're asking me, so I'm telling you.
Oh no, I just eat like whatever's like kind of like good there. For me. Meats is not good. Okay. time to time out eat it.
I don't know if milk is good. They always say that milk is good for you, but when you think about it, like,
is it really?
When you're a baby, your mom gives you milk. Naturally,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just how a cow, like, why do we drink a cow's milk and not like pig's milk or chicken milk or?
I don't know, but
what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, why?
Well, because it is from a different animal. It's not really your kind, so
it's not really supposed to be drinking by us.
It's like has other things in it.
I think that's why so many people are lactose intolerant.
Probably because
you're not supposed to.
It's just different milk. It's. I mean, I don't know. It's like, I know it's like bad because it like. It's not, like, too bad. What? It's pretty good for you.
Milk?
Just a little. But, like, it has, like, the good and bad sides. Like,
that's what the doctors say.
I think that there was a... I think that in the United States, a lot of farmers... At a time, a lot of farmers were struggling to make money. So the government said, okay, we're going to make a program to tell people to drink milk. And so they said that milk has calcium and all these other things. And people started drinking a lot of milk. The farmers started making a lot of money. Mm. And then now it's part of our
system.
Yeah. But a lot of foods have more calcium than milk, such as like green leafy vegetables such as like kale, spinach, stuff like that.
Because I'm not gonna lie, I like milk a lot.
I actually like milk too.
Like almond milk though, right?
I normally drink oat milk.
Goat milk?
Oat milk.
Not goat milk. I was going to say goat. Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah, I don't know exactly how they with goats if it's the same, because a lot of people don't drink goat milk.
No.
Yeah, so it's not like mass produced. So I don't know if it's exactly the same.
Oh, I didn't really like goat milk. I've
never tried it before.
I don't really like almond milk.
Almond milk is fire.
Yeah, almond milk is good.
Yeah.
No, I didn't really like it. I mean,
you just gotta like
chocolate almond milk.
I never tried that.
I love chocolate milk.
No, but almond milk just a normal one.
Because my sister, she's lactose.
So there you go.
That's why we get almond milk. I've had it before because we ran out of milk. So I'm like, oh, let me just try it. I didn't really like it. And then I remember her, she said that she'd tried getting some chocolate milk before and she didn't like it.
I love chocolate milk.
I used to until I tried school's chocolate milk.
I don't know. I like drinking white milk. Like I like chocolate milk, but I feel like it gets me more thirsty. So I just like drink
it does. Almond milk.
I look at it as like almost like a dessert. Like I like melted ice cream or something.
Oh. Wait, do you eat ice cream?
Yeah, do you?
Non-dairy ice cream. Actually, the Kroger brand, that Kroger has a non-dairy ice cream that's not very expensive. It's very good. That's the one I always get.
Mm.
But also, like, all of the big companies, such as Ben & Jerry's, whatever they
are. Oh, Ben & Jerry's are good.
Yeah.
They're, like, mixed items and stuff, like cookie dough and then all that.
Yeah.
It's good.
Oh, that is.
You've never had Ben & Jerry's?
No.
It's good. It costs a lot. I think it costs a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, they're not that big, but they're, like, up to, like, $7.
Yeah.
But ice cream? It's really good.
It's a lot for ice cream.
Yeah.
But it is, if you get it, it is good.
It is really good. Because I remember my mom, she would always get them when they're on sale.
Yeah, sometimes they do good sales on them.
Yeah, because they would put sales on them time to time. And my mom, she would always buy them.
Yeah.
Because it's like mixed ice cream. Like, it would be like cookie dough or like brownie and then, I don't know, chocolate and all that stuff. But it's all mixed. Well, there's different ice creams you could get, but they're really good. I like the cookie dough and brownie one. That one's good. Yeah, my favorite one. But yeah.
Is this the vegan propaganda podcast?
Yeah.
I did not mean to make it that. I want to know, is Dembele a world-class player?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Can you, at every humiliation Barcelona has had in the last 5 years, who was on the team?
Messi.
Messi was not on the last team when we got eliminated by Bayern again. Humiliated.
Pedri. Lewandowski.
None of them. Dembele. Gerard Pique.
He retired, though.
Now, finally, after all of the humiliation he put us through. Who's the other one?
Umtiti.
Well, Umtiti's been gone now, too.
Yeah.
But Dembele, he's supposed to be somebody who scores a goal.
Hey, but we got to admit, he got better now.
He's injured now.
I know, but no. He got better. He got better now, didn't he, though?
Yeah, he's doing good. He's doing very good from the bench.
All right. Just because it's injuries.
I got Rafinha over Dembele. Mr. C, out.
All right.
All right, well, this is the end.
All right.
See you later.